సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరి ఓం. వేదమనూచ్యాచార్యోంతే వాసిన మనుషాస్తి సత్యం వద ధర్మం చర స్వాధ్యాయాన్మా ప్రమదః ఆచార్యాయ ప్రియం ధనమాహృత్య ప్రజాతంతుం మా వ్యవచ్ఛేత్సి సత్యాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం ధర్మాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం కుశలాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం భూత్యైన ప్రమదితవ్యం స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనాభ్యాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం దేవపితృకార్యాభ్యాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ ఆచార్యదేవో భవ అతిథిదేవో భవ యాన్యనవధ్యాని కర్మాణి తాని సేవితవ్యాని నో ఇతరాణి యాన్యస్మాకం సుచరితాని తాని త్వయోపాస్యాని నో ఇతరాణి ఏకే చాస్మచ్చ్రేయాగుంసో బ్రాహ్మణా తేషాం త్వయాసనేన ప్రశ్వసితవ్యం శ్రద్ధయా రేయం అశ్రద్ధయా రేయం శ్రియా రేయం హ్రియా రేయం భియా రేయం సంవిదా రేయం అథయదిలే కర్మ విచికిత్సావృత్త విచికిత్సావాస్యాత్ యే తత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సంవర్షిణః యుక్తా ఆయుక్తా అరుక్షా ధర్మకామాస్యుః యథా తే తత్ర వర్తేరన్ తథా తత్ర వర్తేతా అథాభ్యాఖ్యాతేషు యే తత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సంవర్షిణః యుక్తా ఆయుక్తా అలూక్షా ధర్మకామాస్యుః యథా తే తేషు వర్తేరన్ తథా తేషు వర్తేతా ఏష ఆదేశః ఏష ఉపదేశః ఏషా వేదోపనిషత్ ఏతదనుశాసనం ఏవముపాసితవ్యం ఏవముచైతదుపాస్యం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
Revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satsai Baba, I have the honor to pray to you to declare the convocation open.
I declare convocation open.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఓం సాయేశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నః సర్వః ప్రచోదయాత్. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. మోస్ట్ రివ్యూర్డ్ ఫౌండర్ ఛాన్సలర్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా, I seek your divine blessings to offer the 35th convocation report of your institute. Revered Chancellor, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, Chief Guest of the Day, esteemed Professor R. Chidambaram, Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India and Chairman of the Scientific Advisory Committee to the Cabinet, Sri Palle Raghunath Reddy, Honorable Minister for Information and Public Relations, Information Technology and Communications, Non-Resident Indians Empowerment and Rehabilitation, Ministry Welfare or Minority Welfare and Empowerment, Government of Andhra Pradesh, distinguished academicians, delegates and invitees, respected members of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, respected members of the Institute Trust, respected members of the Board of Management, respected members of the Academic Council of the Institute, former Vice Chancellors of this Institute, the Registrar and Controller of Examinations of our Institute, the Directors of Sri Sathya Sai Institutes of Higher Medical Sciences, the Deans and the Directors of our Institute campuses, special invitees and other distinguished guests, teaching and non-teaching staff, graduates and students of the Institute, parents and guardians, friends from the press and media, and other Sai brothers and sisters. On the auspicious occasion of the 35th convocation of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, I extend with utmost humility the most cordial welcome to all of you. I am indeed honored to introduce the Chancellor of our University, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of India. After graduating from the University of Mysore, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya started general practice at the bar in the year 1951. He was appointed a judge of the Karnataka High Court in 1975 and was elevated to the position of Judge of the Supreme Court of India in the year 1987. In the year 1993, Justice Venkatachalaya assumed charge as the 25th Chief Justice of our country. His elevation to the highest seat of the judiciary brought great dignity to the chair of the Chief Justice of our country. After demitting the office of Chief Justice, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya took over as the chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission for a term from 1996 to 1998. In the year 2000, he chaired the National Commission for reviewing the working of our Constitution, the rarest of rare honors. Several universities have conferred honorary doctorates on him in recognition of his preeminence in judicial system of our country. The nation duly honored him by conferring on him the Padma Vibhushan. Justice Venkatachalaya is an extraordinarily erudite scholar. In his judgments and speeches, he quotes with effortless ease from the scriptures and scholarly works as well as from the latest reports in science and technology and economics. Despite his many achievements, Honorable Justice Venkatachalaya is an embodiment of simplicity, humility and accessibility. He is a most sought-after person for advice and guidance even today. With his vast experience in public life and his love for Bhagawan and his mission, I am sure this institute and I personally will continue to benefit from his leadership and counsel. I extend a warm welcome to you, sir. I am delighted to introduce the Homi Baba Professor, Professor R. Chidambaram, the Chief Guest of at this memorable convocation ceremony. Dr. R. Chidambaram is one of the most distinguished experimental physicists of this country. He has made outstanding contributions to many aspects of basic science and nuclear technology. After receiving his PhD degree from the Indian Institute of Science, Bengaluru, in the year 1962, he joined the Bhabha Atomic Research Center in the same year and became its director in 1990. He was the chairman of the Indian Atomic Energy Commission from 1993 to 2000. Moving to the global stage, he is elected chairperson of the Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency, abbreviated IAEA, in 1994. He was a member of the Commission of Eminent Persons appointed by IAEA in 2008 to prepare a report on the role of the IAEA up to 2020 and beyond. Earlier, he was a member and later vice president of the Executive Committee of the International Union of Crystallography during 1990 to 1999. Dr. Chidambaram has published more than 200 research papers in refereed journals of high repute. I am proud to state that all his research work has been carried out in our country alone. More than 20 universities in our country and abroad have honored him with a DSc degree. Dr. Chidambaram has also won many awards, including the Distinguished Alumnus Award of the Indian Institute of Science, Bengaluru, in 1991, the Jawaharlal Nehru Bicentenary International Visiting Fellowship by the Indian National Science Academy in the year 1992, the C.V. Raman Birth Centenary Award of the Indian Science Congress Association in the year 1995, the Distinguished Material Scientist of the Year Award of the Materials Research Society of India in 1996, the R.D. Birla Award of the Indian Physics Association in 1996, the Lokamanya Tilak Award in 1998, the Veer Savarkar Award in 1999, the Dadabhai Nauroji Millennium Award in the year 1999, the Magna Saha Medal of the Indian National Science Academy in the year 2002, the Sri Chandrasekharendra Saraswati National Eminence Award in the year 2003, the Homi Bhabha Lifetime Achievement Award of the Indian Nuclear Society in the year 2006, the Lifetime Contribution Award for Engineering in 2009 from the Indian National Academy of Engineering, the C.V. Raman Medal in 2003 from the Indian National Science Academy. And the list goes on. Because of lack of time, I'm not able to cover the other awards and rewards he has got. Our country recognized Dr. Chidambaram's exceptional contribution to science and technology and administration by awarding him the Padma Shri, the fourth highest civilian award, in the year 1975. And the Padma Vibhushan, the second highest civilian award of the Republic of India in 1999. Dr. Chidambaram is also a member of the Prime Minister's Council on Climate Change, chairman of the High Level Committee for the National Knowledge Network, and a member of the Space Commission of India. Currently, Dr. Chidambaram is the Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India and chairman of the Scientific Advisory Committee to the Cabinet. I extend a heartfelt welcome to you, sir. We are equally delighted to welcome the dignitaries and representatives from the overseas who have spared their valuable time to be with us on this wonderful occasion. With Bhagwan's permission and blessings, I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire Institute fraternity to convey my heavy, hearty congratulations to the graduates of our university on their accomplishments. This is indeed a proud moment for all of us here. As you are all aware, the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was founded by Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba on 10th November 1981 as an autonomous body, accredited to and recognized by the Government of India and the University Grants Commission as a deemed to be university. The inception and the amazing progress of our institute are very closely entwined with the remarkable vision of Bhagavan Sri Sat Sai Baba, a vision which is not confined to the narrow spectrum of tertiary learning. True to Bhagavan's vision, the Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning has, in its more than 3 decades of existence, successfully demonstrated how values-based integral education can produce graduates and postgraduates not only with high academic caliber, but also with high ethical and moral values. Our students are the quintessence of humility, selflessness and service. The Sri Sat Sai model of education is of great importance in a fast-moving world that is driven by materialistic concerns. We realize that an ideal education system is one that fulfills the aspirations of young minds in all dimensions. The Sri Sat Sai education institutions are unique in the entire country because of the fact that these institutions impart free high-quality education to all their wards from kindergarten to post-graduation and beyond. This is perhaps unparalleled anywhere in the world. Over the last 35 years, the Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning has branched out and developed into a multi-campus institution with several specialized need-based courses in varied disciplines. We have 4 campuses spread over 2 states, Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. In Andhra Pradesh, we have the Anantapur campus, established by way back in 1968, meant exclusively for girls. The 2nd campus in Andhra Pradesh is located over here in Prashant Nilayam. This is the main campus of the institute. In Karnataka, we have 2 campuses for boys, the Brindavan campus and another campus in Muddenhalli. Bhagavan's institute comprises rigorous interdisciplinary academic programs in addition to full-fledged departments with their ancillaries. In the institute, we are all ever motivated by Bhagavan Baba's mission to contribute to society through the pursuit of values-based free education and need-based and socially relevant research. In order to accomplish this, we admit students with high levels of intellectual potential through open and transparent admission tests. The successful candidates are admitted to various courses irrespective of class, caste or religion. Our admissions policy truly reflects the quality and academic standards that we maintain. Our gifted academic and non-academic staff is ever ready to support the students through their entire academic journey. The services extended indeed are unmatched. Validating the popularity of Bhagavan Baba's higher education, our student strength has steadily increased over the last 5 years. The student-teacher ratio is also improved from 10:1 to 8:1, which is one of the best in the country. I am proud to state that a large number of our students have been successful in obtaining top ranks in national level examinations such as GATE, JEST, CSIR, UGC-NET, etc. I am also happy to report that there has been all-round progress in curricular, co-curricular and extracurricular activities. The institute has been making its presence felt at both the national and international levels in a number of frontier areas of science and technology, management, as well as the social sciences. Since its inception, the emphasis has been an effective teaching and a systematic integration of values into the curriculum. Bhagavan's institute has established itself as a good teaching institute. The regular placements of our students in reputed institutions and organizations the world over are a testimony to this fact. It is with this background that I take this opportunity to highlight some of the positive developments besides research accomplishments of our faculty and students across different departments during the last 1 year. In order to facilitate greater and easier movement of faculty from one campus to another and keeping the academic interests of the students in view, We have consolidated a few significant academic programs, making them uniform across the campuses of our institute. Bhagwan's Institute continues to invest in providing the best possible infrastructural facilities to the students and faculty. Bhagwan believes that the academic growth of any university can be effectively sustained only when teaching and research are fused together seamlessly, and that one without the other is incomplete. Interdisciplinary research is indispensable for academic innovation. It brings together different minds across various disciplines and encourages emerging areas to converge and together make an impact on any program. In our institute, interdisciplinary research among faculty members involving physics, chemistry, biosciences, and food and nutritional sciences has been given paramount importance. This has facilitated the promotion and consolidation of the knowledge base. Besides, it has also proved to be an effective, optimal method of sharing the available resources. We also keep adding to the talent pool of our faculty every year. A total of 12 new faculty members were appointed during the last 1 year. In addition, eminent guest speakers and visiting faculty from all over the globe were invited to interact with the student community. Bhagwan Baba's emphasis on research that serves the needs of rural India and its development would gain added momentum once the Sri Satya Sai Center for Advanced Research becomes operational in the next couple of months. The center is expected to meet the research aspirations of not only our faculty and students, but also interested researchers from neighboring universities and research laboratories. With the kind support of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, we have acquired state-of-the-art equipment which would facilitate interdisciplinary needs-based research encompassing frontline areas in science and technology. Our research efforts are also being directed towards establishing greater synergy between the institute and user industries and medical institutions. We are extremely fortunate to have the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in the vicinity. The ongoing multiple collaborative research projects between the institute and the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences is very encouraging, holding exceptional promise. Our thanks are due to Dr. Gurumurthy and Dr. Sundaresh and their ever active and enthusiastic teams. I am very happy to inform you that our doctoral programs in various disciplines have been fine-tuned to make them needs-based with no compromise on academic quality and rigor. The fruits of our research efforts will reach the needy via the program called Applications of Science to Rural Areas, abbreviated ASRA. With considerable satisfaction, I wish to report that the research output in the sciences as well as humanities at Bhagwan's University has witnessed an outstanding rise in the last 1 year. The substantial funding received for research from various government agencies like DRDO, ISRO, DAE, DST, DBT, BRNS and UGC is testimony to the rise in the standard of research work at our institute. At this juncture, I am tempted to briefly list our research accomplishments during the last 1 year. The first proof of concept associated with the resonant optical gyroscope with a reflector has been demonstrated. The fabrication of a compact and efficient gyroscope is in the pipeline. Raman spectroscopy has been demonstrated to be an effective and efficient diagnostic tool to investigate the role of homocysteine in bone degradation and mechanical failure. A new non-invasive scintometric characterization and evaluation of skeletal hot spots in bone scans of carcinoma prostate patients was established. Rare earth ion doped fluorescent silica nanoparticles have been demonstrated to be very effective to detect femtogram level of concentration of HIV-1P24 antigen. The technology for efficient defluoridation of water using nanocrystalline alumina has been established and field trials have been conducted. A low-cost multi-model microscope has been designed and fabricated and awaits commercialization. A gamma camera comprising a novel next-generation semiconductor-based detector for small organ imaging has been designed. This instrument facilitates the detection of extremely small deformities in the human body. Andrographolite, a bioactive secondary metabolite isolated from a medicinal plant after subjecting it to semi-synthetic transformation was experimentally proved to have better anti-cancer activity than the prevailing anti-cancer drugs like cisplatin and doxorubicin. I have particular pleasure in informing you that this work has been globally acclaimed and awarded an international patent. A low-cost surface plasma coupled emission platform has been tested for different handheld device applications to diagnose heart ailments, depression, and diabetics with higher accuracy and reproducibility than currently existing systems in the market. Microbial fuel cells for wastewater treatment have been developed. Clinical trials in the field of regenerative medicine and tissue engineering, leading to the repair and regeneration of cartilage defects of the knee joint, have been successfully conducted. An association of elevated levels of homocysteine and decreased vitamin B with avascular necrosis of the hip bone has been established. Prediction models for multi-drug resistant pathogen detection have been developed and validated. Near real-time super resolution of aerial video sequences for defense applications supported by DRDO labs have been developed. Elliptical cryptography has been developed for space applications. This was supported by ISRO. I am pleased to inform you that our young MCA students have developed an interesting versatile software called EcoSci, which has been in use at the cardiology department of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, since May 2016. Multifunctional nutrient-enriched dietary products with increased shelf life to mitigate anemia, obesity, and reproductive health among women have been developed. In addition, technologies pertaining to spice nutraceuticals as edible oil antioxidants, organic cultivation of nutrient-dense tropical microgreens, sugar-free papaya fruit rolls, flaxseed-enriched millet-based cookies and soup mixes have been infused ready-to-use guava flakes and low-fat dietetics have been developed. These products are ready to be transferred to enterprising industries. Coming to humanities and social sciences, the Faculty of Economics has developed a viable model to forecast the rate of inflation. A sustainable model has also been developed which would help to look at economic growth and debit GDP ratio simultaneously. However, I need to share that all these accomplishments by our faculty and students may not have had sufficient immediate academic visibility. In order to get into limelight, a researcher needs to share his or her findings with a cognate community in the world. As a part of this exercise, I am indeed very proud to say that our faculty and research scholars have published as many as 120 research articles, apart from more than 130 conference papers in national and international journals of high repute. Some of our faculty members regularly publish their findings in leading scientific journals such as Chemical Communications, Nature Scientific Reports, IEEE based journals, Physical Chemistry, ACS Applied Materials Interfaces, Applied Biochemistry and Biotechnology, and so on. I would wish and encourage more faculty members in the Institute to publish in such journals in order to get more visibility for their work. With this, we humbly seek Bhagavan's blessings and divine guidance in the noble task we have set for ourselves, that is to demonstrate sustained progress towards the intended goals envisioned by him. Before I conclude, I would like to once again congratulate the graduates of the day who carry this standard of a unique institute. I hope that wherever you are, you will continue to support your alma mater in various ways, and that through your intellectual, social, ethical and moral endeavors, you will make us and Bhagavan proud. I once again extend a warm welcome to everyone assembled over here. Thank you very much and Jai Sai Ram.
The candidates for the various degrees may now rise to be presented to the Honorable Chancellor. Honorable Chancellor, Justice M.N. Venkatachalya, with the blessings of the revered Founder Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, I beg to present to you the candidates named in the list for the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Arts Honours, Bachelor of Science Honours, Bachelor of Home Science, Bachelor of Commerce Honours, Bachelor of Business Management, Bachelor of Computer Applications, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Financial Management, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology, Integrated Master of Computer Applications, and Doctor of Philosophy. They have been examined and found qualified for the said degrees, to which I pray they may be admitted.
By the virtue of the authority vested in me as Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, I admit the candidates named in the list to the said degrees.
I now request the respected Vice Chancellor to administer the convocation pledge to the candidates.
I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the degree for which I have been duly recommended,
I will
in my daily life and conversation, and in thought, word and deed,
conduct myself
as befits a member of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning,
that I will
to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity,
support the cause of sound learning,
humanity, morality and spirituality, and that as far as lies in me,
I shall uphold and advance
the social and indeed all-round welfare
of my countrymen and fellow men.
Thank you.
The candidates may resume their seats. I now request the Honorable Chancellor, Justice Sri M.N. Venkatachalya, to kindly give away the gold medals that have been blessed by Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Sri Sathya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is instituted at the behest of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, revered Founder Chancellor of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This prestigious award is given to a student of each of the four campuses of the university for his or her consistent exemplary conduct and behavior in respect of duty, devotion and discipline. Highly commendable achievement in the system of integral education of the institute. Excellent performance in academics, and admirable participation in co-curricular items including sports, dramatics, music, self-reliance and spiritual activities. Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Devjeet Audi, Final Year MA Economics from the Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Sri Devjeet Audi hails from Kathmandu, Nepal. He is the current Vice Captain of Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. An orator par excellence since his school days, he has delivered several talks, won many debates and elocutions, and has been in the forefront of several initiatives in the campus. An active member of the publications department in the hostel, he has made noteworthy contributions to the hostel dispensary as well. He is passionate about climate change and renewable energy. He has been the cultural champion, cultural runner-up, Vice Captain for Prema House. In 2014, he received the gold medal for economics at the undergraduate level. He is clearly a very balanced personality, excelling in academics as well as extracurricular activities. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Manasali Sai Kumar, third year BCom honors from Vrindavan campus. Sri Sai Kumar hails from Karnool, Andhra Pradesh. Apart from excelling in academics, he is a very good dancer and was blessed to perform in the Divine Presence on several occasions. He has also choreographed several dance performances. He was the man of the match for the winners team in cricket for 2016. He is the cultural coordinator for Arjuna House, a good orator in Telugu. He has excelled in dramatics as well. He serves in the audiovisual and communications self-reliance group. With his calm demeanor and humility, he has endeared himself to one and all. Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Vinayak Narayanan Kumar, third year BBM from the Mudanalli campus. Sri Vinayak Narayanan Kumar hails from Mumbai. A dexterous tabla player, he is a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. Highly proficient in Vedam chanting, he has excelled in his academics as well. As a member of the audiovisuals and maintenance departments of the campus, he has displayed remarkable sense of sincerity and service to the community. He is a good leader, having taken noteworthy initiative in all the campus activities. He is highly motivated to adhere to the principles and ideals of Bhagwan Baba and has been very consistent in following all the daily routines of the campus, especially the early morning prayers. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Kumari Ayushi Kapoor, third year BBM from the Anantapur campus. Kumari Ayushi Kapoor hails from New Delhi. She is an asset to the Fine Arts Department and is the Fine Arts Captain of Prema House for 2016-17. She was a recipient of the Runners-Up Championship of Fine Arts for 2016. She has always shown a keen interest in artistic projects and has the patience and curiosity to learn new techniques in art. Music, dramatics, public speaking, throwball sports are her myriad interests. She also demonstrates many leadership qualities like initiative, enthusiasm, ability to organize, ability in identifying others' talents, resourcefulness, and willingness to take responsibility. She is pleasant and forthright in her speech and manners and is seen as a dependable member in the teams to which she belongs. We now come to the academic gold medals. Justice P.N. Bhagwati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Bena Bhaktula Guru Swaroop for distinction in M.Tech Computer Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Justice Prafulla Chandra Natwar Lal Bhagwati. He served as Chief Justice of India, Chairman, United Nations Human Rights Committee, former Chancellor, Hyderabad Central University. He was conferred the Padma Vibhushan in 2007. He was formerly the Honorable Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He was also member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and member Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Public Charitable Trust since its inception. The 9th President of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Srisha Rao DS for distinction in M.Tech, Optoelectronics and Communications. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. He served as the 9th President of India, earlier the 8th Vice President of India, the Governor of Andhra Pradesh, the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh. Above all, he was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was the chief guest for the Institute convocations in 87 and 92. The 11th President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri M. Chaitanya Teja for distinction in M.Tech Nuclear Medicine. This medal is instituted in honor of His Excellency Bharat Ratna, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. He served as the 11th President of India, earlier the Chief Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister of India. The Government of India has conferred on him Padma Bhushan in 1981, Padma Vibhushan in 1990, and the Bharat Ratna in 1997. He was a devotee of Bhagwan and was a chief guest at the Institute convocations in 2002 and 2006. Sri Burgul Ramkrishna Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Daksh Seth for distinction in MBA Finance. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Sri Burgul Ramkrishna Rao, a distinguished freedom fighter. He served as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, the Governor of Kerala, and the Governor of Uttar Pradesh. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was among the first translators of Bhagwan's discourses into Hindi and English on many occasions. The first Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. V.K. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Karthik Ramakrishnan S. for distinction in Master of Financial Management. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Vinay Krishna Gokak, first Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent scholar and writer, also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University, President, National Sahitya Academy, recipient of the prestigious Sahitya Academy Award, the Gyanpeeth Award in 1990, and the Padma Shri by the Government of India in 1961. The second Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. Somnath Saraf Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Potti Krishna Prashant for distinction in MSc Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. Somnath Saraf, second Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent educationist, educational advisor, planning commission, advisor on educational policy and planning, government of Bhutan, UNESCO's chief technical advisor to Afghanistan. The third Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor S. Sampat Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Aditya Shekhar for distinction in MSc Physics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor S. Sampat, third Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, served as Deputy Director, IIT Madras, Director of IIT Kanpur, Member of Union Public Service Commission, Member of Electronics Commission, and President of Computer Society of India. The fourth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. K. Hanumantappa Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Balram Khamari for distinction in MSc Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. K. Hanumantappa, fourth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University. He was a distinguished educationist, a renowned expert in management and finance, and recipient of several national and international awards. The fifth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. G. Venkatraman Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Parab Prashant Mehul for distinction in MA Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Ganeshan Venkatraman, fifth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent physicist, served as Director Anurag, DRDO, recipient of Padma Shri in 1991, the Indira Gandhi Award of Indian National Science Academy 1994, the C.V. Raman Centenary Award for the year 2003-04. He has been playing an active role in taking the message of Bhagwan to millions of devotees through Radio Sai for Global Harmony. The sixth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri S.V. Giri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Ayyagari Ranga Sharad for distinction in B.Sc. Honours Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Setu Raman V. Giri, IAS retired, sixth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an erudite scholar, eminent civil servant, former Central Vigilance Commissioner, Government of India. Sri Giri was a member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. The seventh Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri A.V. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri R. Sai Naveen for distinction in B.Sc. Honours Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Anil Vinay Gokak, IAS retired, seventh Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent civil servant, served as Secretary to Government of India in the Ministry of Program Implementation in the Departments of Telecommunications and Fertilizers, served as Cement Controller, Government of India, and Managing Director, Food Corporation of India. The eighth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Tullapati Sai Harish Kumar for distinction in B.Sc. Honours Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, 8th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, served as Professor of Economics and Dean, Faculty of Arts at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, served as Director, Center for Development Economics, Delhi School of Economics, consultant to World Bank Washington, and recipient of the prestigious Swami Pranavananda Saraswati UGC National Award for the year 2004. Sri Shankar Rao B. Chavan Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Yogal Chhetri for distinction in BA Honours Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Shankar Rao B. Chavan, an outstanding parliamentarian. He served twice as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra. Subsequently, he served as a Cabinet Minister, Government of India, in the Ministries of Education, Defense, Home and Finance. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was the chief guest of the Institute Convocations in 1986 and 1994. Sri R.V. Jankiramaya Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Nagaraju Dhulipalla for distinction in Integrated Master of Computer Applications. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri R.V. Jankiramaya Garu. He was member of Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust since inception. A relentless social worker with national fervor and having great concern for the poor and needy. He played an invaluable role in the development of the village of Puttaparthi and is remembered by all with a deep sense of gratitude. Mother Ishwaramma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sai Sudha N for distinction in MBA. This medal is instituted in honor of Mother Ishwaramma Garu, mother of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, whose prayers to Bhagwan Baba resulted in mammoth service projects of providing free safe drinking water, free medical care through general and super speciality hospitals, and free education from primary to postdoctoral programs. Her love and concern for humanity will be ever etched in the hearts of millions of Sai devotees. Srimati M. Venkamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Muntala Sai Nirupama for distinction in MSc Food Technology. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati Venkamma Garu, a great example of ideal womanhood, known for her love, compassion and concern for the well-being of Bhagwan Baba, and remembered for her tireless service and her devout, simple and endearing personality. Srimati A. Parvatamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Gayatri S. for distinction in MSc Food Science and Nutrition. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati A. Parvatamma Garu, who was blessed to serve Bhagwan with love and devotion for many years. She remains in the memory of every devotee as a tender-hearted, endearing personality. Srimati J. Ishwari Bai Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Kritika Lakshmi C. for distinction in MA English Language and Literature. This medal is instituted in memory of her mother by Dr. Mrs. J. Geeta Reddy. Dr. Mrs. J. Geeta Reddy is an eminent gynecologist by profession, member of Legislative Assembly in the state of Telangana. She was awarded the Indira Gandhi Sadbhavana Award in 2008. Above all, she has been an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba for over two decades. His Highness Yashwant Rao Maharaj of Sandur Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sangrakhi Ghosh for distinction in Bachelor of Business Management. This medal is instituted in honor of His Highness Yashwant Rao Maharaj of Sandur, Yashwant Rao Maharaj of the erstwhile princely state of Sandur, belonged to the Ghorpade royal family of the Marathas. At the invitation of the Maharaja, Bhagwan Baba visited Sandur in June 1948 and stayed at his palace for 4 days. Bhagwan advised the Maharaja to start a manganese industry, which today has become the mainstay of the family, and Sandur has become famous for it. Shri T.R. Bhagwat Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Aditi R. Upadhya for distinction B.Sc. Honours in Physics. This medal is instituted by Shri T.K.K. Bhagwat in memory of his father, Shri T.R. Bhagwat. Shri T.R. Bhagwat practiced as an advocate in Madras High Court, thereafter served as the general manager and chief executive of the Andhra Bank. Shri T.R. Bhagwat is the father of Shri T.K.K. Bhagwat, who is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Shri Satya Sai Central Trust. Shri T.K.K. Bhagwat, a veteran banker, has been chairman and director at several banks. Currently, he is the chairman of Hexagon Capital Advisor Private Limited. Shri Murali Iradi Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari K.V. Sita Rama Mani Chandrika for distinction in B.Sc. Honours Chemistry. This medal is instituted in memory of his son by Justice V. Balkrishna Iradi. Justice V. Balkrishna Iradi, an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, served as a judge of the Kerala High Court and went on to serve as the Chief Justice of the Kerala High Court. He rose to be a judge of the Supreme Court of India. He also served as chairman of the Ravi and Bias Water Tribunal. Srimati Bhagyalakshmi Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Kota Hriday Kirtana for distinction in B.Sc. Honours Home Science. This medal is instituted in memory of his mother by Major General S.P. Mahadevan. Major General S.P. Mahadevan, a distinguished and decorated soldier of the Indian Army, is a recipient of Ati Vishisht Seva Medal. On his retirement as General Officer Commanding the Southern Command, he served as Chairman of the Tamil Nadu Public Service Commission. An ardent devotee, he was chosen by Bhagwan to be the State President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Tamil Nadu, and served in this capacity for more than a decade. Professor M. Radhaswamy Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sai Harini N. for distinction in BCom Honours. This medal is instituted in honour of late Professor M. Radhaswamy, a doyen of the Department of Management and Commerce, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. After an outstanding career as a student, Professor Radhaswamy distinguished himself as a teacher and academic par excellence. He has written many authoritative books on finance and commerce, which have become very popular all over the country. Professor Radhaswamy had a special passion for the study of Pothana's Bhagavatam in Telugu, which he loved quoting often. A great devotee of Bhagwan, He was much loved by both students and faculties at the institute. Srimati Kavaramma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Krishnapriya M. for distinction in BA. This medal is instituted in memory of his mother by Sri T.G. Krishnamurti. Sri T.G. Krishnamurti, an industrialist and management consultant by profession, came into Bhagwan's fold in 1967. He has served the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization in various capacities that include district president Chennai, convener Sri Sathya Sai Trust Tamil Nadu, and state president Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization Tamil Nadu. I now request the Honorable Chancellor to kindly confer the Doctor of Philosophy and give away the special mementos blessed by the revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba to the qualified doctoral research candidates. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Kumari Iyer Shobha Ramamurthy in Food Science and Nutrition. Her thesis was on phytoceutical and therapeutic evaluation of aniseeds under the supervision of Professor Mrs. B. Andalu, Head and Department of Food and Nutritional Sciences, Anantapur Campus. This doctoral study highlights aniseeds, commonly known as SOF, as safe and inexpensive natural remedy for stress-induced diseases such as diabetes, arthritis, and cancer. She has published and presented 33 papers in international and national peer-reviewed journals and conferences. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri R.S. Sai Siddhartha in Chemistry. His thesis was on nanomaterials for catalytic and electrocatalytic applications under the supervision of Dr. R. Sai Satish, Assistant Professor, Department of Chemistry, Prashanthalam Campus, and joint research supervision of Professor V. Lakshminarayanan, Emeritus Professor, Raman Research Institute, Bengaluru. This doctoral work introduces a new method of evaluation of fuel cell catalysts based on inhibition effects crucial for the development of fuel cell technology. He has published and presented 13 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Mulpur Pradyumna in Physics. His thesis on engineered nanospacer layer based thin film architectures for enhanced surface plasmon coupled emission-enabled biochemical and biomedical sensing under the supervision of Professor K. Venkatramanya, Honorary Professor, Department of Physics, Prashanthalam Campus, and joint research supervision of Professor Appa Rao M. Rao, Department of Physics and Astronomy, Clemson University, USA. The highlight of this doctoral work was the development of an inexpensive, flexible nanobiosensor which demonstrated a smartphone-enabled early and ultra-sensitive detection of tuberculosis. He has published and presented 14 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Chandrasekhar B. in Management. His thesis was on a study on micro-savings and saving behavior of the poor, hurdles and opportunities, under the supervision of Professor A. Anantharaman, Honorary Professor, Department of Management and Commerce, Prashanthalam Campus. This doctoral study has developed predictive models which can be used by financial institutions in identifying the saving ability of the poor and suggesting the right product design that would enhance the saving behavior and thereby augment the financial security of the poor. He has published and presented 6 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Sai Harish A. in Computer Science. His thesis was on novel local descriptors for texture analysis, motion estimation, and image in painting. Under the supervision of Professor V. Chandrasekharan, Honorary Professor, Department of Mathematics and Computer Science, Prashant Lim Campus. This doctoral research led to development of several algorithms which have applications in industrial and biomedical inspection, segmentation of satellite or aerial imagery, super resolution of surveillance videos, and restoration of photographs. He has published and presented 22 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Sai Girdhar Sharma Kandanur in Chemistry. His thesis is on the discovery of new C12 substituted 14-deoxyandrographolide derivatives as potent anti-cancer agents under the supervision of Professor G. Nageshwar Rao, Head Department of Chemistry, Prashant Lim Campus. In this doctoral study, andrographolide, a bioactive natural product, was isolated from the Ayurvedic herb Andrographis paniculata and was used to generate 36 new compounds. Most of these compounds were found to be effective against several varieties of cancers. He has published and presented 5 papers, including filing of 1 patent. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri S. Venkatesh in Chemistry. His thesis was on Neotric advancements in surface plasmon coupled emission platform under the supervision of Dr. R. Sai Satish, Assistant Professor, Department of Chemistry, Prashant Lim Campus. This doctoral research, which is translational in nature, pioneered the fabrication of a low-cost mobile phone-based next-generation plasmonics technology with the capability to detect pico to attomolar concentration of DNA, coronary heart disease marker, and other bioanalytes of interest. He has published and presented 20 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Sandeep Patnaik in Physics. His thesis is on novel nanoformulations for enhanced oral bioavailability of some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory poorly water-soluble drugs under the supervision of Professor K. Venkatramnaya, Honorary Professor, Department of Physics, Prashant Lim Campus. This doctoral research engineered and developed cost-effective, high-performance nanoparticle-based polymer drug nanoformulations technology with superior dissolution and solubility enhancements of some of the most commonly prescribed anti-inflammatory and analgesic pharmaceuticals. He has published and presented 21 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri C.H.L. Adinarayana Avinash in Physics. His thesis is on development of novel fluorescent nanoparticles-based diagnostic assay for the early, rapid, and accurate detection of HIV infection under the supervision of Professor K. Venkatramnaya, Honorary Professor, Department of Physics, Prashant Lim Campus. This doctoral research designed and developed a new generation of fluorescent nanoparticle-based diagnostic technologies for rapid, ultra-sensitive, and multiplex clinical detection of pathogens in a miniaturized format for sensitive point of care essays to identify new incident cases of HIV in resource-limited settings. He has published and presented 37 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Ame Deshpande in Management. His thesis is on Enterprise Performance Measurement Systems in Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises Model Development. Under the supervision of Professor A. Sudhir Bhaskar, former Professor, Department of Management and Commerce, Prashant Lim Campus, and currently Director, Radio Sai Global Harmony. This doctoral work resulted in the development of a model which was tested in 5 SMEs across different sectors of the economy and found to be immensely beneficial for the organizations by their executives. The findings of this research have since been published in international peer-reviewed journal. We now move to the next item in the agenda. We thank our Honorable Chancellor for giving away the gold medals for all our students and conferring of the degrees to our doctorate students. Thank you, Saira.
I have a great pleasure in inviting Professor Chidambaram to deliver his convocation address.
Honorable Chancellor, Justice M.N. Venkateshalaya, Honorable Vice Chancellor, Professor K.B.R. Verma, Dr. Naren Ramji, distinguished members of the faculty and other academic bodies of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, my young friends who are graduating today, distinguished invitees, ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege to come back to the peaceful and spiritual ambience of Prashanti Nilayam. It is also a great pleasure to listen to your Honorable Vice Chancellor regarding the commendable achievements of this university over the last 1 year. I have been here earlier twice, in August 2010 and January 2011, and had the privilege of getting Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba's blessings. The first time was to give the inaugural address in the conference on innovation and leadership at government, business and community. And during my second visit, I had the opportunity to see the excellent healthcare system, free healthcare system, developed here for the neighborhood. And yesterday evening, we saw the presentation on the super speciality hospitals with its excellent facilities. This Institute of Higher Learning, with its 4 campuses, not only provides quality education, but also inculcates cultural, spiritual, and human brotherhood values in the students. The purpose of a university education is to provide a liberal education, imbibe in the students a respect for other cultures and for the environment. Baba has said, and I quote, "There should not be any trace of dislike or distrust on the score of nationality, language, religion, caste, economic status, scholarship, age, or sex." Education should help advance global knowledge, and we are trying to see how it can also create in the country a knowledge economy. It should also provide students with the necessary knowledge and skills for acquiring jobs in an ambience of rapidly growing global knowledge and continuously emerging new technologies, and to provide a training in super specialized fields. This institute has also got the unique feature of providing free higher education. We need an excellent ecosystem for higher education and research in our universities, whose components are talented young people, and then there are those who are profoundly gifted. High quality faculty, adequate funds, sound infrastructure, including an e-infrastructure, research and education networks like our own National Knowledge Network, about which I'll mention a few words a little later. Strong academia-industry interactions. Appetite for risk-taking in research. We need also international collaboration. And we must learn to leverage international cooperation to strengthen our own initiatives. And we need the best emerging technologies for higher education and access to world-class research facilities. The three great Indian scientific leaders India has produced: C.V. Raman, the greatest experimental physicist India has produced; Homi Bhabha, the founder of our atomic energy program; and of course Srinivasa Ramanujam. He was a soloist like Satyendranath Bose, and his genius, the genius of Srinivasa Ramanujam, has been compared by Hardy and Littlewood to those of mathematicians like Euler, Gauss and Jacobi. All the three people, C.V. Raman, Homi Bhabha, Srinivasa Ramanujam, were very different in the nature of their scientific work. But they always focused on important and original problems. You know, there's a great biologist called Peter Medawar, and he's written an excellent book called Advice to a Young Scientist. Of course, it's good also for older scientists. And what he says is, always work on important problems. Important to science, are important to society. Of course, this is true for other disciplines, but he was a biologist, he was focusing on science. And how do you know it's an important problem? Well, that's your problem. But maybe it depends on your guruji, your scientific teacher who's teaching you science. Professor C.V. Raman discovered the Raman effect working with a few students in the Indian Association for the Cultivation of Science. But to look for the Higgs boson, you know, they made a news of 3 or 4 years back. The Center for European Nuclear Research in Geneva had to build a multi-billion dollar accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider. See, when two particles collide, energy disappears and mass appears. This is the wrong side reading of Einstein equation, E is equal to mc squared. Mass disappears, you produce energy, that is nuclear energy. If energy disappears, you produce mass. Then higher the energies of the colliding particles, the higher energy of the new particle that you produce. And to look for the Higgs boson, which they knew was 130, 150 times the mass of the proton, they had to make them collide at least 4 tera electron volt. And, you know, that's, as I said, a $4 billion facility. And India provided $40 million worth of equipment to this facility. It's a 26-kilometer tunnel underground, 100 meters below the ground, in which protons are moving in the opposite direction. Charged particle, proton, bent by a dipole magnet, but it is focused by what we call corrector magnets, sextupole, octupole, decapole magnets. And what India had provided was 1,800 or so superconducting magnets. Now that was an agreement I signed when I was chairman of Atomic Energy Commission. And they put it there not because they love Indians, because this was the best product on offer. And this is something we must remember, that India's precision engineering capabilities have now reached a very high stage, and we must only learn how to use it. Now, you know, these two orbits of protons are in different planes, but once in a while they are brought together. Few of them will collide, and around it is a detector the size of maybe this part of the building, this part of this campus. And then you look for new particles, and one of the detectors, the compact muon solenoid, which detected the Higgs boson, Tata Institute of Fundamental Research is one of the partners, and they had provided some of the equipment. And you know, now electronic connectivity is so good that the live data from this detector was coming to TFR and all the universities. They were associated with this as the experiment was going on. Now, there is also this question of emerging educational technologies, to which all universities must now begin to take part, what we call cloud computing, what we call mobile learning, MOOCs, this massive online courses, open content, learning analytics, and so on, virtual and remote labs. MOOCs in particular are growing rapidly, and I've been thinking that this Sri Satya Sai Institute with its several campuses may think of, maybe you are already doing it, introducing this courses through electronic connectivity. The government has established a state-of-the-art multi-tens of gigabit per second scalable optical fiber backbone network. We call it the National Knowledge Network, or the NKN. And it is at the moment connecting more than 1,600 knowledge institutions in the country. And this institute is also connected to that. The advantage is, because of the high speed and high bandwidth available, you can use it for transferring academic content, you can use it for research collaboration. And NKN also interconnects all the national data centers, state data centers, and what we call the SWANs, and the ERNET and so on, which facilitates the flow of information and knowledge. The network addresses the critical issues of access and creates a new paradigm of collaboration to enrich the research efforts of the country. All the people working together in a field can get connected. People working on brain research can get connected. On Alzheimer's or dementia, to the extent they want to share their MRI images. Big data science, there is a data deluge which is happening in science. Astrophysics, biology, climate science. And for that you need supercomputing facilities, you need storage systems, data storage systems. All these are available. And the National Knowledge Network at its center in Shastri Park in Delhi can provide the mirror sites, but the databases have to be in institutions which have the domain knowledge. You can use it for any kind of, you know, there was an model, we have a number of model projects. One of them created on their own by the National Brain Research Center and the All India Institute of Medical Sciences is to connect the experts on epilepsy together using this network. Once you get the MEG data, you can, both of them can look at it at the same time and decide what is the best course of treatment. You can access synchrotron radiation sources abroad. Of course, we have our own Indus-2 at Indore, Raja Ramanna Center for Advanced Technology. It's a very good X-ray, hard X-ray synchrotron radiation source, to which will be added Wigglers, which will harden the spectrum further. But if you want to access facilities abroad, you can do it using the National Knowledge Network. Through our networks, which are now connected to networks abroad, the European Union network or the Internet 2 in the United States and so on. Now, considering the rate at which our economy is growing, there is little doubt that India will become a developed country sooner or later. Sooner rather than later, if all of us put in the required efforts in scientific research, technology development, of course, we also need high quality management skills. India must aim to be economically developed, scientifically advanced, and militarily strong. National development and national security are two sides of the same coin. The greatest advantage of recognized strength is that you don't have to use it. The greatest disadvantage of perceived weakness is that your enemy may get adventurous. Development without security is vulnerable. Security without development, of course, is meaningless. The modern futurologist Alvin Toffler said many years back, "Yesterday, violence was power. Today, wealth is power. And tomorrow, knowledge will be power." And you know, in the olden times, whoever had the best technology for inflicting violence was the most powerful. Years back, whoever was the most wealthy was the most powerful, who had the best technologies for creating wealth. Today, the currency is knowledge. And that's why I always say, paraphrase all this, put together, and say, technology is power. And because technology is power, domination in technology is sought by companies and by countries in two different ways: intellectual property rights and technology control regimes. And we must learn to play this game. And we should go for international collaboration. Many years back when I was director of Bach, I said self-reliance doesn't mean you have to do everything yourself. Self-reliance means immunity against technology denial. If anything is denied to you, you must have the ability to do it yourself. No, we should also not forget, and there was a mention in the Vice Chancellor's talk about rural development, that two-thirds of India, I saw this wonderful rural health program which you have surrounding, creating a topological circle connecting villages around here. And the vans going there, coming back on the same day, calendar month, every month, so that people don't have to move. Take over a school, that's a wonderful idea. When you set up a camp in a rural area, how to provide water, toilet facilities and so on. If you take over a school and space, all these are available. And this is, I'm very glad to hear from one of your doctors that this has now been replicated. And what they cannot do by in that mobile service, they send it to your hospital, then it goes to the super speciality hospitals that you have here. Now, I have often said that I will consider India a developed country when the quality of life in rural India becomes comparable to the quality of life in the non-urban areas of already developed countries. See, this is the problem. We need large-scale industrialization if you have to develop. But at the same time, we must ensure that the quality of life in rural India goes up substantially. India's technology needs range from nuclear and space to rural. There is a UNIDO's industrial development report in 2016 which says that from a social point of view, industrialization contributes to the improvement of many indicators such as the Human Development Index. Human Development Index. And in this, India doesn't rank very high. And it is based on three parameters: the per capita GDP, life expectancy at birth, and adult literacy. I've been saying for many years now, two decades at least, that India needs only two parameters: per capita electricity consumption and female literacy. female literacy. And emphasis of Baba, I know, was on advancement of female literacy and other development figures. Because it's not an original thought, but female literacy is a measure not only of literacy, but of equity and justice of that society. And female literacy correlates strongly and inversely with important parameters like birth rate and infant mortality. Now, today we are talking about sustainable development goals, SDG Rio Plus 20, the 17 sustainable development goals. Rio is Rio de Janeiro. They came back to this problem 20 years later in 2012. And to my mind, out of the 17 development goals, the most important are energy security, jobs, gender equality, and climate change. Climate change threat is already there, and we must go for cutting down the carbon dioxide emission without, of course, compromising our own development efforts. And even a group of United Nations bodies understand that in all these problems, developing countries can contribute as much as developed countries. And they say in this thematic piece, innovation-led growth is no longer the prerogative of the high-income countries. This is what they say. And all this is okay in terms of removal of poverty, hunger, and all that. In my opinion, these are only preliminary SDGs, development goals, social development goals. But what we need to evolve as economies of developing countries progress, these goals must also be changed. Coming back to education, it is a recurring theme in the speeches and writings of Swami Vivekananda. Swami Vivekananda was uniquely the bridge. Though I'm talking about 100 years back, India's spiritual heritage and the then emerging modern India. You know, this great institution, Indian Institute of Science, which is there very near you, a couple of hours drive, 2-3 hours drive from here, that was started by J.N. Tata on the advice of Swami Vivekananda. They were going in a ship together, and Tata was going to import some technology for steel. So Swami Vivekananda asked him, what about producing all this knowledge in the country? And that is how it came about that Indian Institute of Science was created. And he said very nicely, he said, Swami Vivekananda said, knowledge should be gained for the sake of knowledge. But there is also a utility in it. You know, knowledge for the sake of knowledge, of course, basic research. Utility comes from applied research, technology development, R&D-led innovation, and of course you must back all this by high-quality manufacturing skills. Now, Einstein was once asked, what is it that makes a great scientist? And his reply is interesting. He said, people think it is intellect. They are wrong, it is the character. Not that anybody can do great science, but if you have the intellect, but you don't have character, you don't have integrity, you don't have a concern for equity and justice in the society, you can never do great science. And these are the values, the students in this institute, all you guys, you have imbibed here by being here in the Science Institute of Ireland. A scientist does his science strictly following the method of science. But for the rest of his activities, he is subject to social, cultural and religious influences as any other individual in the same environment. This is clear from the lives of some of our scientists like C.V. Raman, Ramanujan and Chandrasekhar. Srinivas Ramanujan was a deeply religious man. About Raman, you know, one of your former vice chancellors and my dear friend Dr. G. Venkatraman, who is here. I don't see him here. Oh, G. V., you are there. Great, sorry, I couldn't see. He has written a wonderful biography of C.V. Raman. And I quote from you, G.V. While Raman did not care for rituals or institutionalized religion, he did, in the tradition of the Bhagavad Gita, believe in the intrinsic divinity of the soul, and further, that nature is a manifestation of God, unquote. I think it's a very profound statement after a great deal of analysis. Of course, most of the book relates to the scientific work of C.V. Raman, of G.V.'s book. Chandrasekhar, who lived most of his later life in the United States of America, talks about the quest for beauty in science. Chandrasekhar described himself as an atheist. However, he found in the Bhagavad Gita a source of psychological counsel. Of course, in our own case, we have Nachiketa questioning all kinds of things. So our Hindu religion is very, very compliant, very, very liberal and tolerant. Let me conclude by saying that India is now well on its way to become a developed country. And you guys are going to contribute to it. Then we must strive to make it a knowledge-driven economy. Because you can become a developed country. You want to stay there, you must be a knowledge economy. And at the same time, we must retain our spiritual and cultural heritage and carry the spirit of human brotherhood. Then India will become a great country, not just a developed country. In the fullest sense of the term, or more correctly, restore to itself the greatness that was its in the past. What better place than this institute for learning to learn these values, apart from gaining the knowledge in your own areas of specialization. Now let me come back to Swami Vivekananda. Swami Vivekananda remarkably said 100 years back, the old theology was that you are an atheist if you didn't believe in God. Today the new theology is, you are an atheist if you don't believe in yourself. That is the self-belief. And what I hear by talking to your colleagues here, that Baba always told you optimism. Just imagine saying 1 year later I'll build a super speciality hospital. And it was done by the people who worked with him. You need optimism, you need self-belief, and you need character. These are all the message of you have heard from Baba. And as you young guys, young people, you guys means ladies also. It's more an American slang. All you young people, go for further studies or for careers in academia. Some of you will become, and Baba has said, the students of today are the teachers of tomorrow. Don't ever forget that. You must keep on learning as you grow older. But then you are a student all your life, but then you also become a teacher. Some of you may go to careers in government, careers in industry, and elsewhere. Please go forward with optimism, self-belief and character. Thank you and Jai Hind.
We thank Dr. R. Chidambaram for his valuable insights and advice to the graduates of the day. His concluding note that we should all have belief in ourselves reminded me of Bhagwan's quote. He says, "Faith in oneself and faith in God is the secret of success." We now pray for the benediction by our revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba.
నేటి విద్యను తెలివి తేటలనే పెంచే కొంచెమైన గుణము పెంచబోదు.
The modern education will help you more and more to be more and intelligent, but it will not improve your character.
కోటి విద్యలుండి గుణము లేకున్నచో ఫలమదేమి వాణి విలువదేమి విలువదేమి విలువదేమి.
With all forms of knowledge, without character, what is the use of it? What is the value of that education?
ఈ తెలివితేటలు దేని నిమిత్తమే మనకు అవసరం వస్తాయి?
Why do you need this intelligence?
ఇవి పరులను వంచే నిమిత్తము.
To cheat others.
స్వార్థాన్ని పోషించుకునే నిమిత్తము.
To sustain your selfishness.
స్వప్రయోజనాన్ని అనుభవించే నిమిత్తము.
To experience self-interest.
ఇవి ఉపయోగిస్తున్నాయి కానీ దేశమునకు కానీ సమాజమునకు కానీ తన యొక్క విద్యా విధానం ఏమాత్రం కూడాను అనుకూలపడటం లేదు.
The education system helps you to serve your own personal needs and selfish interests. It doesn't help anyway the progress of the country.
ఉపయోగపడినటువంటి జీవి విద్యలు ఇది ఉపయోగపడేటువంటివి ఏమాత్రము కాదు.
దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ విల్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ, ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్లెస్.
ఈనాటి మానవత్వంలో ఈ తెలివితేటలు ఏ విధంగా మనకు కనిపిస్తున్నాయి?
హౌ డు యూ ఫైండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ టుడే?
దుర్బుద్ధుల తలలున్నా దూరులు విను చెవులున్నా పొంచి చూచు మనసున్నా పంచల విను గుణమున్న వంచిత గుణ చిత్తమున్న వంచే మనసున్న ఈ వికృతులు చూడగానే విద్య ఇక బ్రతుకదన్నా.
ఇఫ్ ది హెడ్స్ క్యారీ వికెట్ థాట్స్, మెనోవరింగ్ అండ్ మ్యానిపులేషన్, and ears always entertained to listen to rumor and scandals, if the mind thinks of evil of others, well, there is no use of this education. It cannot continue any longer.
Sangha samskaram antayu ganga galase sangha samskaram antayu ganga galase మనిషి తృప్తులు తన వేరు మాన్యమయ్యే.
ది ఎంటైర్ కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ ది సొసైటీ హాస్ గాన్ ఇన్ టు ద డ్రెయిన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద గుడ్నెస్ ఈజ్ లాస్ట్.
మానవత్వంలో ఉండేటువంటి మంచి అంత కూడాను నిర్మూలమైపోతున్నారు.
ఆల్ ద గుడ్నెస్ ఇన్ మ్యాన్ కైండ్ ఈజ్ టోటలీ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్.
నేటి విద్యార్థుల బ్రతుకు ఈ పాటిదాయే.
This is the sort of life of modern students.
ఈనాటి విద్యార్థుల బ్రతుకంతా కూడాను కేవలము మంచి ఉపయోగం అనేటువంటి ఒక పదములతో ఏమాత్రం కూడాను తాను అనుభవించటం లేదు.
Modern students don't have any idea of what is good and what is that is really useful to them.
సమాజమునకు శక్తిహీనమైనటువంటి వారులకు సహాయపడవలసినటువంటి ఈ విద్యార్థులు ఈనాడు అనేక సమస్యల చేత సమాజమునకు అనేక తొందరలు కల్పిస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు.
Students who are supposed to help the weak and the downtrodden in the society are put in utter confusion and are helpless.
ఇది విద్యార్థి యొక్క దోషం కాదు.
There's nothing wrong with the students.
విద్యా విధానం యొక్క దోషమే.
The mistake lies with the education system.
ఈ విద్యా విధానమును మార్చే నిమిత్తమై అనేక కమిటీలు వేస్తూ వచ్చింది ప్రభుత్వము.
Government appointed many committees from time to time to bring changes in the education system.
మొరార్జీ దేశాయి కాలం నుంచి
రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ మొరార్జీ దేశాయి
నేటి వరకు కూడా ఇంకా కమిటీలు వేస్తూనే ఉంటున్నాయి.
డౌన్ దిస్ డే వి కమ్ అక్రాస్ మెనీ కమిటీస్.
కానీ ఈ కమిటీలు ఏం చేశాయో ఏదాన్ని నిర్ణయం చేశాయో ఎవరికి ఇంకా తెలియటం లేదు.
But no one knows what is happening, the decisions and the resolutions of these committees.
కమిటీల యొక్క ఉపయోగం ఏమిటి? కంఫర్ట్ టీ.
వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, వాట్ ఇస్ ది యూజ్ ఆఫ్ కమిటీ? దే కమ్ ఫర్ టీ.
ఇవన్నీ వారి యొక్క కంఫర్ట్ కోసమనే వేసుకుంటున్నారు.
దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అపాయింటెడ్ ఫర్ దేర్ ఓన్ కంఫర్ట్స్.
విద్యార్థుల యొక్క భవిష్యత్తును దృష్టి ఎందుంచుకొని పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క భారత పౌరులుగా రాణించాలనేటువంటి ఉద్దేశము ఎవరి ఎందుకూడను కనిపించడం లేదు.
నో వన్ ఎంటర్టైన్స్ ఎనీ థాట్ కన్సర్నింగ్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ ఆఫ్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్, మౌల్డింగ్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆస్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ సిటిజన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ.
ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి యొక్క పౌరులుగా మీరు రాణించాలి.
You should shine as ideal citizens.
Uttama aadarshamuga kavalsinatundi vidyarthulu ee naadu uttama aashalaku paladeertunnaru.
Instead of molding yourselves as noble ideal students, you entertain desire.
Aashalu kaadu manaku pradhanamainatundi aashayalu manaku avasaramu.
It's not the desire, it's the ideal that's more important.
ఉత్తమ చింతనతో జీవించవలసినటువంటి విద్యార్థులు ఈనాడు సంకుచితమైన భావముతో సంచరిస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ హూ షుడ్ లివ్ విత్ ఆల్ నోబుల్ థాట్స్ దే ఎంటర్టైన్ నారో థాట్స్.
విద్యార్థులు ఎందుకూడను మానవత్వం అనేది ఏమిటో వారికి అర్థం లేకుండా తెలిసి లేకుండా పోతుండాలి.
స్టూడెంట్స్ డు నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ద హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీ ఈజ్.
నేను మానవుడు మానవుడిని మాత్రం చెప్పుకుంటున్నాడు కానీ మానవ అంటే ఏమిటి దీని అర్థం అనేది కూడాను వానికి తెలియటం లేదు.
హీ డిక్లేర్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ మానవ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ ద మీనింగ్.
ది ప్రాపర్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ మెన్ కైండ్ ఈజ్ మ్యాన్ అని, అనగా త్రిగుణముల యొక్క ఏకత్వమే, మనస్సు వాక్కు క్రియల యొక్క ఏకత్వమే మానవత్వం అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని ఈనాడు ప్రబోధించాలి.
ద హ్యూమన్ వాల్యూ లైస్ ఇన్ ద యూనిటీ, ద హార్మనీ బిట్వీన్ థాట్, వర్డ్ అండ్ డీడ్.
కానీ ఈనాటి ఈ ఏకత్వం అనేటువంటి భావము భిన్నత్వంగా రూపొందింది.
దిస్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ హార్మనీ ఇస్ లాస్ట్, వీ ఫైండ్ దిస్ హార్మనీ.
ఈ భిన్నత్వం చేతనే భిన్న భిన్నమైనటువంటి బాధలకు గురి అవుతున్నారు మానవుడు.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ డైవర్సిటీ వీఆర్ పుట్ టు సఫరింగ్.
మనకు చదువు ప్రధానం కాదు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ ది స్టడీస్ దట్స్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
సంస్కారం చాలా అవసరము.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ద రిఫైన్మెంట్, కల్చర్ ఇస్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
మీరు భరతమాత పుత్రులు.
యు ఆర్ ది సన్స్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ల్యాండ్.
భరతమాత యొక్క పవిత్ర సంస్కృతిని మీరు గుర్తించి వర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ నో ది సీక్రెట్ కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ల్యాండ్ అండ్ కండక్ట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్.
మీరు పుట్టినది భారతదేశమునందు.
యు ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ దిస్ భారత్.
మీరు పీల్చుకునే గాలి భరతమాత గాలి.
యు బ్రీత్ ది వెరీ ఎయిర్ ఆఫ్.
మీరు త్రాగే నీరంతా భరతమాత యొక్క నీరే.
యు డ్రింక్ ద వాటర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ల్యాండ్.
మీ జీవించే జీవితమంతా కూడా భరతమాత యొక్క సంపత్తే.
ది ఎంటైర్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ స్పెంట్ మేకింగ్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ది వెల్త్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ.
తల్లి జాడలను అనుసరించి పవిత్రమైన మార్గములు మీరు ప్రవేశించి సమాజమునకు సరి అయినటువంటి సేవల్లో మీరు పాల్గొనాలి.
యూ షుడ్ ట్రెడ్ అలాంగ్ ది సీక్రెట్ పాత్ అండ్ రెండర్ సర్వీస్ టు ద సొసైటీ.
సంసార నిమిత్తమై ఈ సంస్కారముల నిమిత్తమై మనము వ్యక్తి సంస్కారాన్ని పెంచుకోవాలి.
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు హ్యావ్ ద కల్చర్ అండ్ ద రిఫైన్మెంట్ అండ్ ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్ వీ షుడ్ చేంజ్. దేర్ షుడ్ బి ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ అట్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ లెవెల్.
అప్పుడే మానవత్వము సార్థకమవుతుంది.
దెన్ ది హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ విల్ బి రిడీమ్డ్.
లేకుండినా ఎన్ని చదువులు చదివిన ఏమి ఫలము?
అదర్వైజ్ విత్ ఆల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ఫ్యూటైల్.
తన నొసట రాత తప్పించ ఎవరి తరము?
హూ కెన్ మేక్ యూ ఎస్కేప్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డెస్టినీ.
చెడ్డ బుద్ధులు తమ చిత్తాల చేరేనేని.
వెన్ వన్స్ బ్యాడ్ థాట్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద హెడ్.
ఎండబారును బుద్ధులు బెండుబారు.
ఆల్ యువర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ వుడ్ బి డ్రై అండ్ బ్యారన్.
కనుక మన మంచి చెడ్డలకు మన యొక్క ప్రవర్తనలే మూల కారణము.
ఫర్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ అవర్ బిహేవియర్ ఇస్ ద మెయిన్ కాజ్.
చదువులో దోషము లేదు.
నథింగ్.
సంస్కారంలో దోషము లేదు.
నథింగ్ రాంగ్ విత్ ద కల్చర్.
కానీ వ్యక్తి యొక్క ప్రభావంలోనే దోషం ఉంటుండాలి.
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ లైస్ అట్ ది లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్.
పవిత్రమైన జలము పరిశుద్ధమైన రీతిలో తెల్లగా కనిపిస్తుండాలి.
You find the water is crystal clear and still when it is pure.
కానీ తెల్లని పవిత్రమైన జలమును ఎర్రని సీసాలో పోసినప్పుడు ఆ నీరు ఎర్రగా కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
When the pure water is kept in a red bottle, it looks red in color.
ఈ దోషం జలముదా లేక బాటిల్ దా?
Does the mistake lie with the water or the bottle?
కాదు, బాటిల్ దే దీని యొక్క దోషము.
The mistake lies with the bottle.
అదే విధంగా పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ విద్యా విధానము చాలా సున్నితమైనటువంటిది, చాలా సుగుణవంతమైనటువంటిది, చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది, నిర్మలమైనటువంటిది, నిశ్చలమైనటువంటిది, నిస్వార్థమైనటువంటిది.
ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ సిస్టమ్ నో డౌట్ ఈస్ హైలీ సీక్రెట్, ప్యూర్, అన్సలీడ్.
స్వార్థ స్వప్రయోజన మాలిన్యంతో కూడినటువంటి ఈ మనసు అనేటువంటి బాటల్లో ప్రవేశించేటప్పటికీ ఇది మాలిన్యంగా కనిపిస్తుండాలి.
It appears, it looks as if it is polluted because of selfishness and self-interest. Therefore, in the first instance, we should purify our mind.
ఆ మనసు పరిశుద్ధమైనప్పుడే మన చూపులు మన నడతలు మన వినికిడి అన్ని కూడా పరిశుద్ధంగానే ఉంటాయి.
When once the mind is purified, our looks, our behavior, our conduct
will be pure.
Human life depends on the mind.
కేవలం మానవ జీవితం మాత్రమే కాదు యావత్ విశ్వమే మనసుపై ఆధారపడి ఉంటుండాలి.
Not only human life, the entire universe depends on the mind. మనోమూలం
ఇదం జగత్ జగత్తంతా మనసుపై ఆధారపడి ఉంటుంది.
The whole world depends on the mind.
కనుకనే మనం మనసును మంచిగా చేసుకున్నప్పుడే మనిషి మంచివాడవుతాడు.
When once we make our mind good, we become good in turn.
మనసు వల్లనే మనిషి అని పేరు వచ్చింది.
It's because of manas mind we have the title
మనసు మనిషి. మనసు ఎట్టిదో మనిషి అట్టివాడే.
As is the mind, so is the man.
కనుక వీడు చెడ్డవాడంటే ఏమి? తన మనసు చెడ్డది కనుకనే వీడు చెడ్డవాడు.
When once we say so and so is bad, it means he has bad mind.
ఇతను మంచివాడనిగా ఏమిటి? మనసు మంచిది కాబట్టి ఇతను మంచివాడు.
When once we say he is good, it means he has a good mind.
కనుకనే మనసు లోపల ఉన్నది మనిషి బయట చూచేటువంటిది.
It's mind, it's man who looks outside, but the why mind is present.
ఈనాటి మానవుడు వినటం కాని చూడటం కాని అన్ని కూడాను స్వార్థ స్వప్రయోజన దృష్టితోనే చూస్తున్నాడు.
ఆల్ అవర్ లిసనింగ్, ఆల్ అవర్ టాకింగ్ అండ్ హియరింగ్ ఆర్ అటర్లీ సెల్ఫిష్ టుడే.
తన స్వార్థ నిమిత్తమై ప్రపంచాన్ని కూడా ప్రేమిస్తున్నాడు కానీ ప్రపంచ నిమిత్తమై ప్రపంచాన్ని ప్రేమించటం లేదు.
He loves the world because of his own selfish interest. He doesn't love the world as such.
ఒక వ్యక్తిని మనం ప్రేమించినట్టుగా నటిస్తుంటాడు కానీ వ్యక్తిని ప్రేమించటం లేదు, తన నిమిత్తమై ఆ వ్యక్తిని తాను ప్రేమిస్తున్నాడు.
He pretends and acts as if he is liking, loving another person.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి పరిశోధనలు చక్కగా సరిచేసినప్పుడు చూచినప్పుడు ప్రతి దాని ఎందుకు స్వార్థము స్వార్థము స్వార్థము.
When we investigate and explore, we will understand selfishness in all quarters.
స్వార్థము ఉండవలసినది.
Selfishness is needed.
కానీ దానికి కూడా ఒక పరిమితం ఉంటుండాలి.
It should be under certain limits.
కానీ ఈనాటి మానవుడు బయట సమాజంలో ప్రవేశించినప్పుడు విద్యార్థుల యొక్క ప్రభావము విరుద్ధమైన రీతిగా మారిపోతుండాలి.
When once students come out in the portals of the education institutions, enter the society, they totally change.
ఈ సంస్థల్లో ఉండినంత వరకు కూడా తానెంతో గుణవంతుడుగా కనిపిస్తుంటాడు.
సో లాంగ్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ ది ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ దే లుక్ గుడ్.
బయట ప్రపంచంలో ప్రవేశించేటప్పటికీ అక్కడ ఈ యొక్క మంచి అంతా కూడా పరిపూర్ణ అశుద్ధంగా మారిపోతుండాలి.
The moment they go out and leave the institution, they totally change.
కనుకనే విద్యార్థులారా, మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉండినప్పటికీ సత్సంగంలో మీరు ప్రవేశించండి.
Students, you may be anywhere, join the good company.
సద్భావములను పెంచుకోండి.
Develop good thoughts.
సత్కర్మలు ఆచరించండి.
Act good.
సదాచారంలో మీరు బ్రతకండి.
And follow good practices.
అప్పుడే మీ మానవత్వానికి సరైనటువంటి విలువకు చేకూరుతుంది.
Then only you will have value as a human being.
ఎట్టి వారితో నీవు చేరుదువు అట్టి రూపాన్ని నీ యొక్క మనసు పొందుతుంది.
As is the company you join, so is the form you get.
Tell me your company, I shall tell you what you are.
Tell me your company, I shall tell you what you are.
నీవు ఎలాంటి వాడు నీ కంపెనీని పురస్కరించుకునే చెప్పవచ్చును.
We can decide what you are basing on the company you are in.
కనుక మీరు బయట చేరిన తర్వాత మంచి కంపెనీలతో మీరు చేరి మంచి మాటలు మాట్లాడి మంచి కర్మలు ఆచరించి మంచి జీవితాన్ని గడపండి.
Therefore, as you leave the institution, speak nicely and involve yourself in good activities.
విద్యార్థులందరూ చాలా మంచివారే.
Students also, no doubt, they are good.
కాని సమాజం యొక్క దోషం చేత విద్యార్థులకు మనసు మాలిన్యమవుతుండాలి.
Because of the defects there in the society, your minds change.
భూమిపై ఉన్నటువంటి మట్టి గాలితో చేరితే గగనం వరకు ఎగురుతుంది.
The dust or the sand on earth will naturally rise up because of association in the air.
ఈ యొక్క డస్ట్ కు రెక్కలు లేవు.
The dust has no wings.
నీటితో చేరితే గుంత వరకు దిగిపోతుండాలి మట్టి.
When once the dust is in the company of water, it goes down.
కిందికి దిగడానికి కాళ్ళు లేవు.
It doesn't go down because of legs.
పైకి ఎగరడానికి రెక్కలు లేవు.
Nor can it go with wings.
కానీ ఈ సహవాస దోషం చేతనే పైకి క్రిందికి తిరుగుతుండాలి.
It is only the company, the association that will make it up to rise up or go down.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని విద్యార్థులు చక్కగా గుర్తించి
Students should know this truth well.
అతి జాగ్రత్తగా ఈ జీవితాన్ని కాపాడుకోవాలి.
They should be very careful and safeguard themselves.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి దీనిగా కాపాడుకున్నప్పుడే దీనికి మూడు ప్రమాణములు ప్రధానమైనటువంటిగా కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
When once they safeguard themselves, we have three evidence.
విద్య చేసేటువంటి పనులు చాలా ప్రధానం, మూడే.
There are three important factors here.
సర్వలోక హితే హరతః, అనగా అన్ని లోకములకు హితమైనటువంటి దానిగా మనం జీవించాలి.
We should live in such a way so as to be acceptable to all the world.
సర్వజ్ఞాన సమయృతిః, అనగా అన్నిటి ఎందుకు జ్ఞానం సమత్వంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
We should have the knowledge and the wisdom in all aspects of life.
సర్వే గుణ సమయృతిః, సర్వ గుణములు కూడాను ఈ విద్యార్థి ఎందు అభివృద్ధి గాంచాలి.
Students should develop all types of virtues.
ఈ మంచి గుణములు తాను నింపుకున్నప్పుడే,
when once you develop virtues,
నీ యొక్క జీవితం అంతా కూడా మంచిగా రాణిస్తుంది.
యువర్ లైఫ్ విల్ షైన్ బ్రిలియంట్లీ.
కాన విద్యార్థులారా,
సో స్టూడెంట్స్,
ఇది మీకు గొప్ప అవకాశము.
ఇట్స్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ఆపర్చునిటీ.
పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క దినంగా మీరు విశ్వసించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ కన్సిడర్ దిస్ యాజ్ ఎ సీక్రెట్ డే.
సద్బోధనలు మీ హృదయంలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
సీ దట్ యూ లిసన్ టు గుడ్
సన్మార్గం మీ యొక్క జీవితంలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ ట్రెడ్ అలాంగ్ ద రైట్ పాత్.
సత్కీర్తిని మీరు ఆర్జించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్.
నేను కోరేది అది ఒక్కటి.
దట్స్ వాట్ భగవాన్ వాంట్స్.
మంచి పేరు తెప్పించుకోండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్.
మీ తల్లిదండ్రులకు మంచి పేరు తెప్పించండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ టు యువర్ పేరెంట్స్.
మీరు చదివినటువంటి ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ కు మంచి పేరు తెప్పించండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ టు ది ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ వేర్ యూ స్టడీ.
సహజంగా నీకు మంచి పేరు ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది.
దెన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ రెప్యుటేషన్.
కానా,
సో
మీరు చెడ్డ చేయటం గొప్పతనం కాదు.
నథింగ్ గ్రేట్ ఇఫ్ యూ యాక్ట్ ఇన్ ఏ రాంగ్.
కీటకమైన కీడు చేస్తుంది. కీడు చేయటము మానవత్వం కాదు.
To do wrong action is not a human quality.
నీవు దేనికి నీ భయపడనక్కర్లేదు.
యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు బి అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్.
సత్యానికి మాత్రమే నీవు భయపడు.
You should fear.
భయపడడానికి నీవు పశువు కాదు.
You are not an animal to have this fear.
భయపెట్టడానికి నీవు మృగం కాదు.
You are not an animal to have this trait of fear.
మనిషి.
You are a human.
కనుక నేను భయపడకూడదు, భయపెట్టకూడదు.
Therefore, I should not be afraid of anything. I should not make others fear.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని మీరు గుర్తించి వర్తించినప్పుడే సమాజం కూడా బాగుపడుతున్నట్టు అవుతుంది.
When once you know this truth, you can rectify the correct the society.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
మీరు మాత్రం బాగుపడటమే కాకుండా మీ స్నేహితులు, మీ మిత్రులు అనేక మంది ఉంటుంటారు. వారిని కూడాను ఈ పవిత్రమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టి వారిని కూడాను ధన్యులు చేయడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తారని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
స్టూడెంట్స్, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ బి గుడ్, యూ షుడ్ ఎంకరేజ్ యువర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ టు ట్రెడ్ అలాంగ్ ది సీక్రెట్ పాత్ అండ్ రిడీమ్ దేర్ లైవ్స్. విత్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ భగవాన్ బ్రింగ్స్ హిస్ డిస్కోర్స్ టు ఎ క్లోజ్.
We will all rise now for the national anthem. Requested to resume their seats for Mangal Aarti.
जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्रीकर सर्व प्राणपते स्वामी सर्व प्राणपते
श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।